This is Pastor Jared Pollard, and you're listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. At Abundant Life Church, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that causes growth. Join us as we dive into Scripture, share testimonies, and learn to become the hands and feet of Jesus in our everyday lives. You are listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
And it's Pastor Benjamin Davis.
This is part two of three ways to be filled with the joy of the Lord in a frustrating world.
Yeah, and so we're looking at this passage from Nehemiah chapter 8, where the joy of the Lord is your strength. And he actually says, do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And it gives some secrets to sustaining the joy of the Lord in a frustrating world. We described yesterday what their frustrating world was. Their frustrating world was a bunch of people heading back to the land of Judah after being in captivity in Babylon and all of that. And at the reading of the law, they realized we are in this mess because our dads and our grandpas, they just left the Lord, and they made it harder for us. And so it was a frustrating world for them that they were working through. But Nehemiah was their leader, and he was telling them how to have the joy of the Lord. And today I want to focus on one of the instructions he gave them. He said, go your way, eat the fat and sweet, and drink sweet wine. And we talked about that yesterday. And one of the ways to sustain the joy of the Lord is to say it is holy to have big celebrations in holiday seasons. That's holiness, okay? Now let's go to the second part. And he says, and send portions to anyone who has nothing ready. Anytime you have a gathering of people, you have some people that have a little bit of excess, and some people who have nothing, and some people who have prepared, and some people who haven't prepared. Do you think there's more joy in holding it against people that haven't prepared, or is there more joy in just providing for them?
I think there's more joy in just providing.
Can you say that a little louder?
There's more joy in just providing for those people.
Yeah, so what he's after here is there is a time to hold people accountable. That is a very appropriate thing.
Valid perspective.
Yeah, and Paul actually talks about this to the Thessalonians, where he says, he who doesn't work shall not eat, because they were making it a lifestyle of bumming off of those that were working.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, in their case, what was happening was they were using the eschatology to do it. What they were saying is, oh, well, if the Lord is coming, why work? If the Lord's coming soon, I don't need to work. And of course, if you go very long without working, you can't buy food. And then the generosity of the Christians around them were providing for them, and it was going on too long. And so Paul actually had to interject himself into the situation and say, hey, this is an improper application of eschatology. And what's going on is you got people that are using eschatology to be lazy. And he said, you're going to have to institute the discipline of he who does not work shall not eat in your church. Ouch. Okay. All right. That's that side of things. But in these seasons of celebration, these seasons of feasting, the opposite applies. It's not a time to hold people for accountability for maybe they did not do as well this year financially, or maybe they did not work enough this year. Maybe they were a little lazy. Maybe they didn't bring as much to the Christmas celebration. None of that matters now. And because this is a season of celebration, feasting, and joy. So Nehemiah says, send portions to anyone who has nothing ready. And that is a key way to be filled with the joy of the Lord in a frustrating world. All right, let's just break that down. Modernize that, and how do we see that in our American world, right? You know, that let's give applications. So our American society, where do we see this manifested? While you're thinking, I can think of a real obvious one I see is as you're coming to the gift exchange, some people have more than others. True. Don't true. Try to equal that out necessarily. It's true. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Christmas is not about equaling out the gifts.
No.
But rather, if you have more, give more. If you have less, work around that. Don't make those people feel, if they want to be accepted, that they have to give equal to the people who have more.
Yeah.
So there's a real practical way in our current culture.
Yeah, and I think maybe you're, we've kind of said this already, but maybe you are on the lesser side. Try to pack as much meaning into what you have to give.
Yeah, right.
And that's where, you know, a thoughtful gift in my mind is often more meaningful to me, has more value than something that actually cost more.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
And then there's the other aspect of this. Some people have no time and other people have more time. Mm-hmm. Well, if you are a person in this season who has more time, send portions to those who have less time.
Yep.
Help them, right? So that's also a way that this can be. Yep. And of course, you know, it can actually get into your Christmas dinners and your lunches, right?
Yeah.
It can actually get into that of, you know, it's good that everybody contribute, but what if somebody needs to contribute less for some reason?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I often think in my mind, just kind of the picture is the fill the gap.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Whatever gap there is, if you're able to fill it, fill it.
Yeah.
Whether that's bringing something to whatever meal you've got going on, or maybe it's preparing some type of conversation, something that's going to bless other people, fill that gap.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to fill a different gap. And if we all fill the gap, guess what? There won't be any gaps.
That's exactly. and that's actually what Nehemiah is proposing here.
Yeah.
Now, we can spiritualize this, and my mind goes to spiritualizing it. One way you can spiritualize this is in every season, there are people that are flying high.
Yeah.
Their life, you know what? Life's good for them right now.
Yeah.
They're not really struggling that much. But there are also people that this is a hard season for them.
Yeah.
Maybe their relationships are not intact.
Yeah.
Somebody is going through a health problem, right?
Managing grief
or in the hospital or whatever. What you want to do is use your illustration, fill the gap. So maybe this is a good season for you where your family's intact, you're not going through grief, you're doing well, right? You fill the gap for those that it's not going so well for them, right?
Yeah.
Share your excess joy and laughter and celebration with those that don't have as much of that.
Yeah.
And if you will do that, what Nehemiah is saying is you will be filled with more joy. The joy of the Lord will be your strength. And the frustrating world that is all around us will not encroach. Instead, we'll push it back out. We'll push that frustrating world back out where it belongs, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a good illustration. Fill the gap. If you have the ability, fill the gap. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's finances. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that is time. Sometimes that is just your season of joy and fulfillment, and they're not in that season, but you can fill the gap with what you've got, and you'll experience more joy in a frustrating world.
Thank you for joining us today. At Abundant Life Church, we believe that through community in small groups and encounters with Jesus, you will have growth. Visit abundant.us to learn more about ALC and how to join a small group. On Sundays, you can join us at 8:30 a.m. for our time prayer meeting, and our services at 9:30 a.m. and 11 a.m.